Unit 8. Shipment and Delivery. Task 1. Exercise 1.
Let's discuss the mode of transportation of the machines, Mr. Raymond.
OK, for such a large order, we propose to have the machines dispatched by sea. Usually it is cheaper to have the goods sent by sea than by air.
But I have no idea of how the shipping company calculates the freight. Would you explain it?
Sure. A cargo measuring less than 40 cubic feet per ton is charged on a weight basis, and cargo measuring 40 cubic feet or more per ton is charged on a measurement basis.
I got it. What about the freight rates?
They are fixed for liners, but for tramp steamers, you can negotiate the freight rate when commodities move in a large quantity.
Yes, I see.
By the way, it is a custom for shipping companies to make extra charges for heavy lifts and extra length.
So, do you have any suggestions?
I've been thinking about the charter. You can save a lot of money.
Sounds great. Thank you for the information.
Questions. 1. What mode of transportation does Mr. Raymond suggest for Mr. Lin's order? 2. Why does Mr. Raymond propose this mode of transportation? 3. How is the freight of a cargo measuring 55 cubic feet per ton calculated? 4. What extra fees do the shipping companies charge according to the dialogue?